I get irritated with you sometime, honey, but I still think you're sweet and kind and nice, and you will always be my little maple duff and sugar dumpling, no matter where our paths may lead. It's just that I have decided I was never cut out to be a spam packer's wife. I don't mean that in any conceited way either. I even called the psychic hotline last week as I struggled with this decision, lying awake night after night and listening to you snore. Boy, do you have a snore on you. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but you do. And I was given this message: a broken spoon may become a fork. I didn't understand that at first, but I didn't give up on it. I may not be smart like some people, and like some people who think they are, but I work at things. The best mill grinds slow but exceedingly fine, my mother used to say, and I ground away at this like a pepper mill in a Chinese restaurant, thinking late at night while you snored and no doubt dreamed of how many pork snouts you could get in one can of Spam. And it came to me, that saying about how a broken spoon can become a fork is a beautiful thing to behold, because a fork has tines, and those tines may have to separate, like you and me must now have to separate, but still, they have the same handle. So do we. We are both human beings, LT, capable of loving and respecting one another. Look at the fights we have had about Frank and Screw Lucy, and still we mostly manage to get along. Yet the time has now come for me to seek my fortune along different lines from yours, and to poke into the great roast of life with different points from yours. Besides, I miss my mother. Now, I can't say for sure how much, if any of this stuff was really in the note LT found on his fridge. It doesn't seem entirely likely, I must admit, but the men listening to his story would be rolling in the aisles by this point, or around the loading dock at least, and it did sound like Lulu Bell, that I can testify to. Please do not try to follow me, LT, and although I'll be at my mother's, and I know you have that number, I would appreciate you not calling, but waiting for me to call you. In time I will, but in the meantime, I have a lot of thinking to do, and although I have gotten a fair way with it, I'm not out of the fog yet. I suppose I will be asking you for a divorce eventually, and think it is only fair to tell you so. I have never been one to hold out false hope, believing it's better to tell the truth and smoke out the devil. Please remember that what I do in love, not in hatred and resentment. And please remember what was told to me and what I now tell to you: a broken spoon may be a fork in disguise. All my love, Lulu Bell Sims. LT would pause there, letting them digest the fact that she had gone back to her maiden name and giving his eyes a few of those patented LT DeWitt rolls. Then he'd tell them about the PS that she tacked on the note. I have taken Frank with me and left Screw Lucy for you. I thought this would probably be the way you'd want it. Love, Lulu. If the DeWitt family was a fork, Screw Lucy and Frank were the other two tines on it. If there wasn't a fork, and speaking for myself, I've always felt marriage was more like a knife, the dangerous kind with two sharp edges. Screw Lucy and Frank could still be said to sum up everything that went wrong with the marriage of LT and Lulu Bell. Because, think of it, although Lulu Bell bought Frank for LT, first wedding anniversary, and LT bought Lucy, soon to be Screw Lucy, for Lulu Bell, second wedding anniversary, they each wound up with the other one's pet when Lulu walked out of the marriage.